Of incarnate love divine, star and angels gave a sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
A child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and we shall call him Emmanuel, God with us.
The first
Let's give God some praise and magnify him. What a great God, and how worthy. How worthy of all the praise and the honor and the glory tonight. A mighty God, we praise you. Are you covered up with blessings tonight? Is your cup running over? Have you found God to be everything that his word represents him to be? Has he been the I am that I am for you? Is he the mighty God in your life? Hallelujah. 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 So we begin the journey through the Word of God, and it's inescapable tonight that you find Christ all through the Old Testament and the promise of redemption and the redemption story as far back as the lamb that God slays in the garden to cover the sin. And so we see prophetic instruction in Genesis 3:15 that one day the woman would have a seed and the seed would crush the head of the serpent, and that seed was Christ, and that happened on the cross. And in Psalms 22 we see that he was the mighty God who had made all things, but in that psalm he becomes the Christ, and they pierce his hands and his feet, and they gamble for his garment. And in Isaiah 53 he's the Lamb of Atonement. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes are we healed. And in Zechariah chapter 12, he's the mighty God that established the earth and set forth the boundaries of the sea and put the spirit of life in mankind. And when he returns in that chapter, they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. And so this story is woven all the way through the Old Testament. But the thing that we are most interested in tonight is that prophetic suggestion through the Old Testament, beginning in Isaiah, that God himself is going to give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. And on down, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And so that mighty God, all woven through the tapestry of prophecy in the Old Testament, is going to come to the earth as a little baby. And he's going to be the mighty God, and he's going to be the Everlasting Father. And before the story is finished, he's going to be bruised, wounded for the sins and the transgressions, and they're going to pierce his hands and his feet. And before Rome ever existed, all of that was established in prophecy. Tonight, we're in a season where we're celebrating, and we're celebrating the birth, the advent, the coming of the mighty God in Christ. Paul said, to wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. And he said, without controversy, I won't argue with you, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. God was manifest in the flesh. And so in among all of the other activities, the family things, and those are God's things, because family is God's creation. And all of the gift giving and all of that is because he gave the greatest gift. And all of the other things that we're doing, the feasting, because God likes feasting, I'm sure of it. He's likened to a man that has a great feast and a marriage feast. And in the middle of all of this, remember, it's because he came, and it's because he was God, and it's because he came and gave the greatest gift, the gift of the power of his sacrifice for our redemption. And tonight, we worship him, and we praise him, and we magnify him for that most outrageous gift that God has given. So we're gonna praise and worship here tonight. We're gonna celebrate in song, and then we're gonna take communion here in just a little while, and then we're gonna have some fellowship in the house tonight. Isn't it a great thing to be a part of the kingdom of God? And around this time of year, we give God all praise and all thanks. I count it such a privilege to be a part of what God is doing. Can you say amen?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?
This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know
that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy would calm the storm with his head?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod?
When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Mary, did you know?
Oh, holding is the
great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know?
If you know it and if you're glad for it tonight, let's give God high praise for all that He's done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. If you've got the revelation of the mighty God in Christ, you need to lift up a voice and magnify and praise Him tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to God. An awesome thing to be a part of what God is doing in the earth. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And it was so that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. They wrapped him. He came from the courts of heaven to a lowly manger. He came from the highest point in the universe to a little virgin girl named Mary. He came to do the business of redemption, but he came humbly, and he came in a very tiny way. He came as an embryonic speck in the womb of a young Jewish girl. And when he would be delivered, he would be a common man. No beauty, the writer says, that we would desire him. And again, we hid as it were our faces from him. And so he was not like the world would value a man. He was not an Olympic star, and he was not a star, and he was not a handsome person, a person of massive build that someone would follow after. He was just a common, simple man. When he was born, Mary lay him in a manger. That's a food trough for animals to eat out of. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, the garments, the rags, the blankets that they wrap newborn lambs in, because he was the Lamb of God. He was the Lamb of Atonement. At Yom Kippur, it still followed and pursued. But as far back as Moses, he was presented in archetypal form. He was presented in symbolism and metaphor throughout the Old Testament. And on the day of atonement, which is Leviticus chapter 16, they would take a lamb and they would slay it and gather the blood, and the blood would be sprinkled on the mercy seat deep within the tabernacle in the Holy of Holies, and all the sins of Israel would be washed away. And Jesus is the fulfillment of that Lamb of Atonement. He was the fulfillment of the Passover Lamb. On the night, the greatest night of Israel's history, when they came out of Egypt and they crossed over the Red Sea, they were able to do that night because God came through the land and killed the firstborn of every house and every animal, except those houses that had blood on the doorpost and on the lintel. And that became a Passover memorial for all of time with Israel. And they yet they yet practice the Passover, though they are far from Jerusalem and far from the original application. But Jesus is the fulfillment of that Passover lamb. He is the culmination and the fulfillment of every sacrifice all through all of the hundreds of years throughout all of the Old Testament. He is that. And there's something interesting about that Passover lamb, and you'll find that Jesus is crucified at Passover because he is the fulfillment of the Passover lamb. And the Passover lamb was eaten. It was consumed. And you had to eat it all. You had to eat the head and the legs and the pertinence thereof. You had to eat the parts that you liked and the parts that you didn't like. And that's how it is when you come to God. You have to embrace what you like and embrace what you don't like, because all of it is necessary when you come to God. And as you eat that Passover lamb, if you were of the Old Testament nation of Israel, that would go into you, and you would digest it, and you would assimilate it, and it would become you. And that's the imagery, and that's the purpose of that. It's something that we do today. We eat of the Word of God, and we eat of the plan of God, and we take it deeply within ourselves, and we become what God has put into the earth. And so tonight we're going to practice something that was set forth by Jesus in the Passover. It was alluded to, but he begins to move it up to a higher level of experience in the New Testament. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." And the bread was broken and blessed, and they partook of it and they ate of it. But he identifies himself as the bread of life. He is the bread come down from heaven. He is the true manna. And they ate of it with him there at that Last Supper. But it was perpetuated as one of the primary sacraments of the church. And we're going to do this tonight. We're going to partake in the Passover, if you would, but in the communion of the church, the New Testament church tonight. And as we take of the bread, he said, "This is my body. Take it and eat it. Get it down inside of you. God manifest in the flesh. God come to do the business of redemption. Get it down inside of you. Don't let it be a superficial thing in your life. Make it something core to you." And he said, "You're going to take of this cup and you're going to drink it, and it's like drinking my blood." And he said, "If you don't eat and drink of me, you have no part in me." Now, Paul would say it this way. "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" As we do this tonight, we're not only remembering him, we're linking ourselves together with that plan of God that moved through Israel in the Passover lamb. And we're linking ourselves with that tabernacle plan and later the temple plan and the animal sacrifice. All of those sacrifices were just looking forward to the day when the real sacrifice would come. And we're linking ourselves with that first generation church in Jerusalem that broke the bread in remembrance and drank of the cup in remembrance. And we as they did, we get the Holy Ghost. And we as they did, we go down in the water in Jesus' name. And as they did, we venerate the Word of God. And as they did, we identify with the name of Jesus in a monotheistic way. We know that he is the mighty God manifest in flesh. And in this we do tonight, we link ourselves together with them also. You brethren that I ask to help me, please come and bring the communion. "After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. It would be wisdom and responsive to the word of God if we would take a moment here tonight and just across this house have a prayer of repentance, spend some time just pouring your heart out to God, asking God for cleansing and forgiveness for everything that we've been and done that it's not like God. Mighty God, we look to you. We call on you. You're our lamb of sacrifice. You're our cleansing blood. You are everything that we have need of tonight, oh God. I pray you'd look on us with mercy. Forgive us, oh God, for all that we are that's not like you. Forgive us for everything that we've been and done that's not pleasing to you. God, cleanse us and wash us and purge us tonight. Cover us by your blood, oh God. Make us whole tonight and make us new again. And things that we are and we do and that we don't even know about, oh God, but you see the weakness and you see the sin in us. God, cleanse us and God, forgive us tonight. And we pray that you would, by the name above every name, by the name of Jesus. My God, somebody ought to give God praise for the blood. Somebody ought to give God praise and thank him for the cleansing of sin, for the privilege of repentance, for the privilege to be able to call on that name and have our sins washed away. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we worship you tonight. Praise God. It is so good to be a part of the church. And tonight we link together with the church from ages past as we do this. And I want you to come. If you're in this section, just make your way around and come through. And these gentlemen are going to serve you. And brethren, after those that are standing in the congregation have come through, then serve one another and these on the platform. And make sure that someone goes up to the balcony and takes care of these that are in the balcony. Praise God. Glory to God. Praise God. As you make your way back to your seat, let's make this a time of prayer. Go ahead and let your heart be open and full and pour forth unto God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to God. Thank you. Praise God. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Tonight, together, let's partake of this communion. And as you link yourself together with Israeli saints and church saints from thousands of years ago, give God praise and worship and magnify Him and bless His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we thank You for the cleansing of sin. We thank You for the remission of sin. We thank You, mighty God, because You've given us everything that we have need of that pertains to life and godliness. Ah, You've redeemed us by the power of Your sacrifice. And we praise You for it. And we magnify You for it. And we bless Your name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It is an excellent thing to be a part of the kingdom of the living God. And what we do in this memorial simply symbolizes the body and the blood. But Paul teaches us that the body of Christ is the church, and that we are members in particular. And so as we're walking together, and as we prepare to walk into a brand new season, a brand new year, you want to make sure that you have the right disposition toward the people of God, and that you have, as Jesus did at the Last Supper, as depicted in John, that you have the mentality and the attitude of a servant. He said, "If you would be great among my people, then you must be a servant. The greatest among you will be a servant." And so tonight we want to have that idea, and we want to walk that among the people of God. I hear that from the Word of God. My desire is to be a servant to the people of God. And I want to be of value, and my constant prayer is, God, help me to be a blessing to everyone that I touch. Help me to be a blessing in Your kingdom and to Your people. And are you of that same mindset tonight? Praise God. Let's clap our hands and lift our voice and magnify Him. We thank You, mighty God. We worship You. We lift You up, oh God. Brother Roderick, if you're in that sound booth, could you turn those house lights up a little bit right now? And so what we want to do, the adults are going off into the small kitchen, and the young people are going off into the coffee shop. And this is new for us. We've not done this exactly this way before, but it is an exciting time of year, and we want to be apostolic in everything we do. And one of the things they did was they continued in the apostles' doctrine and in the breaking of bread and in fellowship and in prayer. And those are the things we're doing tonight. What I'd like for you to do is reach over, lay your hand on the one next to you, and let's pray for one another tonight. God's strength, God's blessing, God's goodness. Praise God. I'd like some of you brethren to come and lay your hands on Brother Rodney. We're so glad he's in the house tonight. And I'd like for you to pray for him. Pray, don't bump the leg, but pray for him, God's blessing and God's strength. Hallelujah. All over the house, lift up your voice in prayer. The richness and the goodness of the kingdom and the promise of God on your brother, your sister in the Lord. We want God's hand and God's blessing on all the people of God. We want every ministry to bring forth at its full capacity. We want everyone to bring forth their full potential in the kingdom of God. God, let it be so. Let your people be fruitful and anointed and full of the promise and the power of God. Let your Holy Ghost flow like a river in their home and in every ministry. God, bring forth the harvest of the city through your people. Let your people be mighty, O God, in your kingdom. And in this hour, in this day, their day, God, let them be mighty in the kingdom. Let them be fruitful. Let them be filled with the gifts and the power of God. We ask that you do it in the name above every name, in Jesus' name. Go ahead and clap your hands and lift up your voice and magnify you. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Jesus is born. Jesus is born. Noel. Hallelujah. It is so excellent to be a part of the kingdom of God. Tonight, go ahead and make your way out to these areas of fellowship. Noel. Noel.